This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Wow, there is a major theme that has emerged in today's hundreds of articles I have here in front of me, and video clips, news pieces, and it's one of bullying, and it's one of misrepresentation and attempting to create an entire false reality of lies to then demonize the globalist opposition. It's just crazy. I have stacks of news here where even leftists are talking about the incredible bullying culture that has become cult-like. Well, it hasn't become cult-like. It's designed to be a cult. And I think we finally have hit the Rubicon here, ladies and gentlemen, where we have something that is completely illustrative of what we're really dealing with, an attempt to stifle free and open thought, an attempt to bring in a new dark age. University bans dorm room whiteboards to stop hurtful words. Yes, this is out of the Detroit News. In a statement, the Detroit News, they went on to explain why they're banning basically chalkboards. The open slate, the written word, the very basis of civilization is hurtful, and so it must be destroyed. This is book burning to the par excellence next level. They're burning the language, they're burning cultures, they're burning the family and normal mammal interaction. This is a scientific plan to wreck humanity as we know it. While the Zuckerbergs and J.K. Rowlings of the world have moved to Kauai and Tasmania, almost every elite family has moved their children to Kauai or to Tasmania or to rural areas of New Zealand, where they are now reinstating 1930s, 1940s style lifestyle. The children run around barefooted. I know people that know them. It's also in the news. There's no computers. No TV. They listen to radio and they read books. And they have hired people there in many areas with little schoolhouses. Of course, I'm talking about not just Rowling. She doesn't have any kids last time I checked. I'm talking about Zuckerberg and others. This is all admitted. You can look it up. But she has run to Tasmania. So they have put out a super weaponized system. These aren't liberals. Apple runs suicide factories in China publicly with suicide nets. Forced drugging, forced abortion. They're building a beautiful spaceship college here and corporate headquarters to look like they're the future and they're the answer and the best minds come here and you need to be with us. Be in the spaceship. Meanwhile, the spaceship has big bloody tentacles into giant death camp style facilities. And they don't say a word at Apple about the Buddhist caught teaching in their homes or even practicing yoga being taken for blood type, DNA typing, and harvesting. But it's okay because they're liberal. And they've come out and they've announced that they want to ban anyone that supports Trump and the alt-right. And every day there are scores of articles just admitting all of this from pillar to post. Huge announcements that they're, you know, do more, Zuckerberg, to shut down the libertarians, the right wing, the nationalists, the communist Chinese weighed in. In fact, if you guys can print me all these, I forgot to tell you, or we should just create a folder where, you know, PC world, thank God the communist Chinese are developed systems to stop nationalists and right wingers. Man, they're really cool. Wow, maybe someday I can grow up and be like them, Mom. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, PC world. They're the model. What's that tell you? And there it is. What happens when a country cracks down on fake news? That's China. So China's feeling pretty good about themselves right now. Yeah, they've been proven right. Their whole system's great. I just asked Hollywood they're buying up. You watch a Hollywood movie, now you learn about how cool the Central Committee is of the People's Republic of China. In almost every new movie, they're the heroes that save America and take out Trump.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, 2-2-2. The year is 2017, and we are seeing open, massive censorship. They are banning nationalist statements in Europe. They are banning mild criticism of Islam. They are ordering the police departments in France and in Germany and in Sweden and in the Netherlands, this is in their own news, to ban the reporting of any Muslims or migrants raping or robbing. There have been fires now all week long, basically, in cities of Sweden, and rioting and raping that has just spilled out in an orgy of deliciousness for the Islamists and their dodo bird prey. Germany has ongoing fires and riots. And, of course, France is just besieged with multiple infernos going off just in the center of Paris every night. Tourism is down, 50% in just the last couple of years, 80% in the last decade. They've declared civil emergencies on France's highways for 2 years. There are just giant hordes of people just randomly running around in the rural areas, just dragging families out of their vehicles. I watched a video that Paul Watson put out that's about 12 minutes long, titled The Truth About Sweden, And I had remembered hearing about these cases, and he just showed quick clips off the news. And I thought, I remember those videos, but I tend to not go watch them because it makes me too upset. But I said this morning at about 6 a.m., when I got out of bed before my kids had woken up, I said, I'm going to go pull those up and I'm going to watch them. And I pulled up the sanitized rapes in Sweden. And it is unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about at an anti-racism open border concert where they, where the leftists come and invite the Muslim men in from collapsed areas of the Middle East and Morocco, you name it. And you will see 10, 15 men grab a woman, hold her, and then they go in and start raping her. And you can see the women flailing like they've got, you know, just a ton of bricks on them. I mean, you can see the pressure. You can see the panic. You can see that, what's the term when you don't like closed spaces? Claustrophobia. And it just made, it makes me feel claustrophobic. I'm not really claustrophobic, but I don't like really closed spaces and too much. And it just, it's just the imagining these men, and we're not showing you any of the graphic stuff. It's online. I mean, they rape her, and you can tell it's hurting her. And you can just see shots of her face where she looks so panicked. And she's, again, one of these Swedes going out there to be liberal and invite everybody. And they say, yes, ma'am, we are ready. And, I mean, it's big guys, too. I mean, they got her held down. They're right there. You can hear the audio. People are celebrating while the music plays, and they are raping, 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 raping. There's more graphic footage online. We're showing family-friendly here. And I don't like having to show this to TV viewers, folks, but I found stuff where they rape a woman for 12 hours. And in Sweden, the police went after people that reported it and called them animals. In fact, they're talking about indicting Wilders again. He's in the lead to be the new leader of the Netherlands, the new prime minister. And all he has said is that they're facing extinction of the Dutch people and that they're bringing the worst dregs of the Middle East in and that many of these people, you know, behave like monsters and animals. And they've already indicted him once for that. He said it again yesterday, and they're talking about indicting him yet again. So these women come to these events with flowers to worship the Islamicists because they've been told in their white guilt this is what you're supposed to do, and they get gang raped. So, again, viewer discretion is not really advised. They want to put out the idea that Trump wants to hurt women and that the West wants to hurt women. There's this rape culture in the West, which there isn't. Rape culture's in the Middle East and Africa, folks. Let's just say where it is. Where women in most countries in Africa are lower than dogs. Same thing in the Middle East. And then I have to see feminists in Germany and Sweden out chanting Allah Akbar, saying open up the borders. Leftists in Germany want to give refugees the vote. Economists suggest a move would trigger internal civil war. But see, we're not supposed to show you just the woman's face as she flails and begs, and as they raped her and raped her and raped her, and the police never came. In Germany, if you even talk about it, they suspend your Facebook account. And we're not supposed to show you how they openly have a hatred of the West. That's the globalists that are manipulating this, and they are directing all of this into our countries and into our world. Leak report, 6 million migrants want to enter Europe on top of what's already in. Third world immigration time bomb on verge of exploding. Terror in Sweden, chemical attack on train, chokes passengers. But all that's okay. Because we have to be taught to be open to every culture, including if it has criminal actions involved, like genital mutilation of women, killing women if they talk back, not letting women drive cars. That's all something we should bring in right away. But Donald Trump comes out and you said, you saw what happened last night in Sweden. And that's because it had been on InfoWars, and that is news he got from there, and had been on Breitbart, that there had been more rapes in Sweden, more mass rapes, and more attacks. And then the night after he said it, they make a joke out of it, there's huge attacks. And then the next night, the next night. But the media just has Colbert and everybody make jokes and says, What happened last night in Sweden? We didn't know about this. This is playing on their audience as if you're total idiots. Let me show you drudgereport.com right now. Right in the middle of the column, it says, Homeland does Alex Jones. Now, we were contacted by people inside Homeland 2 months ago, and they said, it's horrible. The whole new series is based on you. You commit horrible crimes. You blame other people. You're an Islamophobe. It's never the Muslims doing it. This brain-damaged CIA guy thinks you're awesome. But you know, his former partner knows he's mentally ill. And of course, there's a female president. They wrote all this when they thought Hillary was going to win. They wrote all this when she was supposed to be the president, and I'm this horrible guy who's against her. And the actor goes in between an Australian, a British, and my accent, a Texas accent, a blown-out Texas accent. That's what I got here. And then they had a bunch of articles coming out saying Jones is crazy. He thinks he's important. He thinks they have TV shows about him. He's schizophrenic, or he's narcissistic. I mean, it's clearly me. It looks like my old studio. His name's O'Keefe. So they want some subliminal demonization of James O'Keefe as well. When they ran trailers for this 3 weeks ago, I got calls saying, why are you on Homeland? Why have you sold out? I've never watched Homeland. I mean, Chris Carter came out a year ago and said the new X-Files doesn't just have a character based on Alex, and it's the almost exact studio we have here, but this is high budget, but I think Alex Jones is a good guy and a libertarian and means well and is not racist, and a lot of the themes we cover, like forced inoculation and things like that, come from Alex Jones, and I think he's good. And so the character, I couldn't believe it, was pretty positive. Now, Chris Carter's got a lot of power, and he's wealthy, and he's successful, so he's able to get what he wants on air a little bit. The media tried to claim I made that up and that the X-File wasn't about me. Now, again, I don't need validation by the X-File new season and the next season coming out. That was the pilot season being based, let's say, 60% around Alex Jones. I mean, that's what Chris Carter said. We already have a giant audience. We're already having a giant effect. It means nothing to have Raw Story write some article and imply we're making this up, because they have a tiny audience. We're only covering it so you can see the deception of MSM and how they lie and how they manipulate. When clearly, if you watch it and listen to it, he says, you want to fight? You better believe you got one. I'm coming after you. It's one of my taglines that I organically said like 10 years ago that people like, so I say it all the time now. But this stuff didn't come out of some Hollywood writer's office. This came out of my guts, out of my soul, out of my heart, and then enters the big story. I'm skipping this break. We're going to be live today for 13 hours until midnight central. AdRoll is a big private company that works with Google. That's the company they make you pair with to have placed ads so that when your audience comes to your site, when you go to other sites, you see the ads. And it was very successful for us and was pretty much our extra profit last year to help fund expansion this year. And one of our writers miswrote AdBlade. AdBlade places ads on your site. This places your ads on other sites. AdBlade, we've used them many years. AdBlade's done a great job for us. We actually use AdBlade off and on for some of the ads you see on the site when we take third-party advertising. So it was not AdBlade. It's AdRoll. So I apologize that for like 2 minutes we put the wrong link up. The reason they're having issues is their name is so close, AdBlade to AdRoll. It's AdRoll that tells us, well, you've been judged to be fake news. We won't say by who. In a letter, and you're involved in politics, and that's not allowed. You know, our ads weren't political, but, I mean, they're going to ban political ads. They accept political ads. But our ads weren't political. Water filters, non-GMO seeds, nutraceuticals, stuff like that. They said your almost three-year relationship with us that brought in close to $6 million, $3.3 million last year, it was set to go even bigger this year. One of the big chunks of where we're able to pay our bills around here, yeah, not profit of the company, money we brought in to fund things. That's just gone. Boom. They told us all political content should focus on the merits of the candidate. Political messages should not target-specific, interest groups. Now, what's happening is they're being threatened by the rogues in the government that never left, that Trump can't kick out. There's a total mutiny. That have been saying, they said this year they were going to ban our speech. Hillary did. She said we're going to use the Federal Elections Commission on Alex Jones and everybody else, and her surrogate said that. And they said, we're going to go out and claim Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Breitbart are all political because they have a political view that's pro-America, lower taxes, and that's under federal regulations as political speech, and we're going to have the Board of Governors of the Federal Elections Commission go after them. Matt Drudge was told that a year and a half ago by a major Supreme Court justice on record. I saw Hillary announce it 6 months ago, and we covered it. And you've seen the New York Times 6 times I know of. 2 of the pieces featured articles on me admitting we reach billions of people every year and that we're super dominant and that basically we're fake news and need to be shut down. And then we start getting shut down the day after the New York Times comes out. When the presidential candidate announces she wants to go after us, and the New York Times says we got to shut down fake news, the same author, and all of it, they have Raw Story come out and say, oh, Alex thinks there's a TV show attacking him. Isn't he funny? No one listens to that silly little crazy man. That's meant to make me think I'm not successful. You think that, but that doesn't work on me. But they think it works on you. They want to marginalize me and shut me up and cut off our funding so they can shut you up and everybody else next. Just like they're trying to shut up Trump's family, threatening him, attacking Barron, saying kill his wife, kill his daughters, kill his sons, lying about him, shutting off her clothing line, trying to bankrupt his properties, his businesses, going after his employees, firing teachers that say they support him, firing professors that support him. They're a bunch of disgusting bullies. And again, they think they control reality. Oh, Alex thinks people are talking about him. Alex thinks he's successful. Well, we at Raw Story and a bunch of other publications, we say you're crazy. And you think, well, thinking people will see right through this. Well, they're not talking to thinking people. If you look at Raw Story's demographics, it's college students and old liberals. And look at this. University bans dorm room whiteboards to stop hurtful words. This is, again, book burning. This is book burning 2.0. They said, well, people would write things in the class hurtful, so any form of public display, kind of like they're banning chalk writing on the street or that, is now banned because you might have a free thought and it might hurt someone. Everyone must be on a computer and controlled and tracked, and nothing can be seen in a big group because it might upset someone. This is beyond any cult I've ever heard of. This is like Skinnerian, you know, studies where, you know, he raised kids inside boxes till they were 10 years old and turned them into disconnected mental patients. But it was just psychological testing, so it was okay to wire electrodes into their bloody mouths while he did it. He's like to torture kids in boxes. But it's okay because we're taking the whiteboards away and the blackboards because those might have a racial connotation, and brown bags are illegal. Oh, can't have those in, you know, in Seattle in the government building because there's just, it's everywhere. But Islam, let's bring in the most radical form of it and have it mutilate the women and rape everybody. Because it's liberal. Because Islam doesn't have a rape culture. America does. Now, continuing here, university bans dorm room whiteboards to stop hurtful words. And that's being reported by the Detroit News with a straight face. Oh, yes, we can't allow open expression. It might hurt someone's feelings. See, first they can't allow dodgeball. Then they can't allow tag. Then they can't allow getting trophies. Then they can't allow jogging. Then they have to get rid of the sports. Then they have to get rid of the term mommy and daddy. Then they have to get rid of the genders because we're being destroyed as a species. And you've got corporate collaborators that'll go along with this. I want to air some of these Homeland clips. Let's air the newest one. And then let's air the earlier one from the trailer where they don't even show the great evil Alex Jones. But while they do it, they show the name O'Keefe on the desk. So this is perfect composite. Just like, you know, they've got a couple movies out in the last few years where child molesters and murderers are named Alex Jones. It's a direct subliminal. But here it's O'Keefe, one of the other stalwart journalists fighting for liberty, who's got big inside scoops inside CNN about to come out, or a major news agency, with just months inside their newsrooms as they lie, as they manipulate, as they frame, as they scheme. See, that's why they want to shut off the internet, because they can't defeat us. I mean, O'Keefe has some videos with 60 million views. The average one has like 5 million. That's bigger than CNN every day. What are they going to do? They want us banned because they say you don't have a right to hear from us. But before they ban us, before they cut off our advertising, takes tens of millions of dollars to run this operation every year. We figure out how to use a platform with Google to bring in $3.3 million. That's gross. Then, you know, let's say a couple million in profit to fund the company. And then they just take that away, all the extra money we had budgeted this year. And we have that money for expansion this year. But then we have nothing for next year, so then we can't expand this year. See how that works? And we know they're going to shut more of what we do down if this is successful. So I've got to go get lawyers, I guess. I guess I've got to look into lawsuits, because it's discriminatory. If you can sue people and win and have the police write you tickets because you won't make a gay couple a cake, then if you go to a company that you've been with for years and they say, sorry, we say you're fake news, somebody told us, you're banned now because of your thoughts and your beliefs, that's totally discriminatory. And if they organize it with other groups and that fake Washington Post list they had to retract, now it's racketeering, getting together and organizing to not let me have access to the market. Oh, hey, Apple's a private company, but can I go to the mall? And they say, sorry, you're a white male, you're not welcome in Apple. That's pretty much where it's going. And it's a little beta white male telling you that, you know, that's the whole parallel universe here. And you say, that's discriminatory. You're going to win a lawsuit, folks. They're not giving you access to the market. But I can't go to AdRoll, not AdBlade. I'm sure people get confused. AdRoll. And I can be with them for almost 3 years, and then they just decide, because the media and the government and all these groups say it's time to ban Alex Jones, it's time to ban Milo, it's time to block his book. They, you know, they got an excuse for everybody. Everybody's dehumanized. Everybody, you know, has some reason to have their basic rights taken away. Federal Elections Commission, we say Drudge is political. Shut him down. Don't let him have links to news stories. Well, where's the First Amendment? They're doing it. It's here. It's happening. So AdRoll wants to do this. And tell us it's because somebody told them we were fake news. Then meanwhile, I get to have the New York Times, the Washington Post, and every other publication you can imagine every week now. Sometimes multiple times a day saying untruths, twisted disinfo, you name it. Total lies, you name it. And then I have them trying to shut me off radio, off cable, off TV, off the internet, off of advertising platforms, and we know we're under scrutiny, so we have the most milquetoast ads make no claims, not with water filters, not with supplements, not with, even though we can make claims with many of these because they're nutraceuticals. Many of these are being turned into drugs, things like BioPQQ. We popularized iodine. Now it's in stores everywhere, the crappy versions. But they know what we're doing, and they want to shut us up, and now they have people who they try to have sound just like me and say the exact words I say out of context to then demonize us further. And then they say, no, that's not you. You're crazy, because they believe they control reality because they're a cult of control freaks. This is psychological warfare. So let's play the clips from the new homeland.
If you stop pushing back against them here every minute, if you are that stupid, what do you get? Boom! That's what you get!
Madam President-elect, I hope you are listening, and if you are, hear me now. You brought this down on us. You did. And I can't take it anymore. I won't take it anymore, and I am not alone. I am not alone. If you want to fight, and apparently you do, if you want to fight, you've got one from me. In spades, you've got the fight of your life.
So almost completely directly plagiarized of things I've said, and then they steal my identity, my voice, try to attack me, and then say they didn't do it. Just like Obamacare is free, and you can keep your doctor, and then the Gruber gets up on TV and goes, thank God Alex Jones is such a dumb F, or thank God you're a dumb F, or thank God we all are, right? Because that's what they're saying. I had a Freudian slip there. That's what it is. They're saying, I'm dumb, you're dumb, we're all dumb, because Obamacare is free. And then Gruber goes on TV and says, thank God we're all so stupid. Well, we're not all that stupid. You're just a bunch of con artists that think we're idiots. And we're awake now, and we know what you are, scumbags.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's IMSOC.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over, they've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently
getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, I want to be clear, okay? This broadcast is not about Alex Jones. Our job is not to be gonzo journalists here, but to defend media institutions and outlets that have histories of telling the truth, like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com. And WorldNet Daily and Breitbart and Daily Caller and a few of the Fox News hosts. Limbaugh's not perfect. Hannity's not perfect. But they're light years better than the globalists. They're at least not out to get the country. They're at least nationalists. Okay? Which, again, they're light years better. We're all under attack. Okay? And one thing as individualists we don't have is the ability that collectivists do to get together on things. They're a bunch of, like, 1 foot tall spiritually, you know, snot-nosed, cowardly, wannabe bullies. And we just kind of kick the gremlins off as we go about our daily business. But when you start getting piled on by hundreds of them, they can really do some damage. And that's why when I saw Rush Limbaugh 6 years ago when they were about to cancel a show for a long time, almost a year, they'd driven down the revenue on the show, driven down the price of the ads by 50%. And I'm a good opportunist. I mean, if I can be opportunistic and actually help somebody, that's a win-win. I love zero-sum games. And so I went and spent $250,000 on the Rush Limbaugh show and made some decent money back and put it back into the operation. It wasn't huge. Advertising my films. And I did it because I wanted to send a signal that I was classy, but that I also had common sense. And if they could bring down Rush Limbaugh, they could then target and bully and bring down everybody. It's 101 common sense. Hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And there is no one under more attack other than Donald Trump. It's official now. For a year running, there is no one under more attack than Donald Trump except for me. All right? Donald Trump is obviously under 20 times the attack I'm under. It's global. It's huge. But the only other person under more attack than myself is Donald Trump. And that's a fact. And I'm not up here on a high horse saying that. It's very daunting, quite frankly, just to know there's that much scum and that many collaborators and that many evil people and mercenaries politically in this country. That I am the second most attacked person in the world now. It's finally dawned on me when there are, on an average day, 50 major newspapers lying about me and calling for me to be shut down and saying I'm trying to cause a violent revolution and that I'm a criminal and I'm a terrorist. Some days there are over 1,000. I don't even pay attention now. Reportedly, it's ABC, CBS, NBC, even Fox attacks me. It's just everywhere. And it's lies, it's edited tapes, it's things out of context. You know what they're doing. And why are they doing that? They know the form of Americana that I'm promoting is the truth. And they know it is medicine to a dying body. They know that it's the antithesis of the globalist New World Order control system. And they're scared of it. They're scared of you. And that, again, is not some patronizing, oh, make you feel like you're part of it. They're really scared of you, audience. No, you are 100% of the force of InfoWars. We're only a focal point, a rallying point, a particle beam laser, atomic powered, aimed at the globalist. All of our energies, all of our prayers, all of our focus, all of our action, as a symbol, InfoWars is now a rallying cry, just like the name Trump is, against the New World Order. And they know that. And Drudge is a rallying cry for a free and an open press. And so you've got Trump, InfoWars, and Drudge. Drudge has been smart and has just been about the info, knowing he's already been under a greater attack than I've been over time. So over time, Drudge has been under a lot more attack. So he had a strategy, obviously, of just making it about the info, being mysterious for his own protection, and it's really worked. And he's been through a lot, obviously, but he's on top. I mean, it's legendary. So Drudge came a long time ago. I was a slow grower, now just exploding, just like, you know, hydrogen bombs inside the globalist system. And then Trump is just like boom on the scene the last 2 years, just giant explosion. And that's why they're trying to demonize and manipulate and take down all three. But if you notice, they're particularly wanting to get Alex Jones, because if they can boycott us and get people to shut us down and go in with racketeering and manipulate and threaten groups, try to cut off our funding, it will be used as a template, as Media Matters and David Brock admits, to shut down all other free press in this country, including the left, that they have bullied and taken control of and turned into this monstrous thing it is today. And the left had problems before, but I wasn't sure who was worse, mainline conservatives or left, you know, 10 years ago. Boy, we see how the cancer grew. We see in what tissue, in what soil this monster came. So that's why I'm telling everybody that when they have not just Homeland, but other TV shows demonizing yours truly, and they create fictional characters that are straw men, saying the things I say word for word, but then having it in the episode where I get innocent Muslims arrested and I'm actually the person that gets people blown up. That's what they say, that the folks that watch the episode. And you know what? I'm going to reach out to our contact inside. You know, you're attacking me. You plagiarized me. I never even got back with the people inside that wanted to give me all the scripts and stuff. Like, I got the machete script, and then Rodriguez said it wasn't real, and it was word for word the script. I'm going to get the future scripts. I'm going to get all of them. Try to send a cease and desist. You're attacking me. You're plagiarizing my words to then create situational ethics where I'm always a villain and cause calamities to promote this idea that I should be shut down in the real world. You are the ultimate fake news. Not only has CNN been caught giving Hillary the questions and fixing things and manipulating and colluding and lying and the other big networks, you now, in the globalist combine, from HBO to Showtime to you name it, create these straw men reports about yours truly, or create whole actors out of whole cloth to then do bad things that you then want to be have projected onto us and accepted by the public. I mean, it's incredible. And then you claim I'm the fake news. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. I was born in Dallas, Texas in 1974. My mama and my daddy are who I say they were. Everything I've ever done has been in front of God, country, and the rest of the world with my butt hanging out. I'm just naked in front of the whole world. Everybody knows it. I'm genuine. I'm real. When I act like a jerk and blow up, it's real. That wasn't an act yesterday. I mean, I just, at a certain point, I get into fighting mode. At a certain point, all the niceties go away. And the fact that our country has fallen so far that they would call for us to be banned and shut down and to have our finance sources cut off in the most discriminatory, dangerous way you could imagine, and then it would just be done. And I knew yesterday when I covered this and talked about this with AdRoll, not AdBlade, that's a good advertising company, but AdRoll, that there wouldn't be anything in the newspaper today. And you know why? Anything big like this that isn't a strategy given to the operatives, then they run with that strategy for a day, a week, a month, then they get a new strategy, and then that comes out. They're having to go back and say, hey, we had a big score, we had a big hit, but this will look really bad if we admit we're going in and getting ad agencies to not let people advertise with them anymore. There's a lot of lawsuits. The Washington Post 2 months ago had to pull their list of fake news because of lawsuits. What are we going to do? We just hit a big score. behind the scenes, but Jones is going to sue in discovery and find out what we did, well, then don't report on it because we don't want to be connected to it. See, because that's the racketeering. It's when they're all organized behind the scenes, not letting you in the mall, in the Apple store, in the cafe because you're black, or to the front of the bus because you're black. Same thing. Oh, you're a conservative. We put you on a list beyond Nazi Germany with the yellow stars. That's what they first told the Jews and others. You can't have businesses in this area of town. Then you can't have businesses, period. This is how they shut you down and put you in your electronic ghettos. And what did Matt Drudge say here 16 months ago in the air? In his one interview in the last 4 years. He said they're putting us into electronic ghettos where they can fully control us and then shut us down when they want. We've got to build our own platforms and fight with those. That's true net neutrality. Isn't even so much how the data goes over the telecoms. That's part of it. But that these big systems have gobbled it all up and gotten control of the whole thing, and then they themselves filter it and manipulate it through false advertising. So what I'm talking about here isn't just InfoWars. It's that we represent you, you represent us. If they can take Donald Trump down, if they can take Matt Drudge down, if they can take Alex Jones down, they can take everybody down. And Trump is trying to cut your taxes, trying to cut the regulations, trying to get big mega banks under his orders. They were giving all that free money, taxpayer money, to loan it back to small businesses that generate 80% of the jobs. And the Federal Reserve is challenging him. Right now, there's a big fight. They were already supposed to be gone. He's supposed to have his new people. They're even trying to block that. There are epic battles going on right now, and small business numbers the last 2 months are the highest since 1984, despite the big banks doing everything they can to try to suppress things, and Trump hasn't gotten one-tenth of his financial agenda through, which is meant to break the collectivist and this plan to make us all poor and have monopolies they control and internet they control, where Zuckerberg and Schmidt and all of them were caught in the WikiLeaks with Hillary, with the White House, with Soros, daily changing what you could see in the search results about Hillary. Good things about Hillary, bad things about Trump. Yeah, we've had the best numbers since 1984. And it goes on and on and on. And so we're in a race. And so here it is. I don't want to sit up here. Everybody wants to call in and thank me. Do not thank me. But love it or hate it, InfoWars, yours truly, in this war, in this day and age, in this historical time, there's only a few big dogs in the arena, okay? And all of those people are under systemic, constant mega attack. So know this. People want me to sue? Takes money. People want me to keep expanding or stay the size we are under all this attack? See, we can't just stay the same size. We're always under attack. I know we got to get even bigger to be able to defeat them in the future. And I can see this into the future. I understand this. I said this 10 years ago. I said, the media always attacks me and says I do this for money. They always attack and try to destroy my family. I said, that's it. I'm going to explode in size and not just reach 5 million people a week. I'm going to reach 20 million. We did it as of about 4 years ago. Then I said, I'm going to go to the next level. I made that announcement on air. I said, we're going to go to 50 million a week. We now basically have reached that. Remember 2 years ago, I played that promo for a year? We now take the info war to the next level. Why do you think they're coming after us, folks? Next level is their total annihilation. Next level is their cultural destruction. They're trying to ban whiteboards, folks, and free speech, modern book burning, because you can't be allowed in front of a group to share a thought. We're being inducted into a giant brainwashing cult. Humanity's struggling back. And InfoWars is the epicenter. You are the epicenter that has already sent shockwaves through and was the key demographic to push Trump over the verge and over the edge. But now, the enemy's not as arrogant as they were. They had measured the drapes. They had TV shows already produced and already set up where Hillary's the president and I'm attacking her. Those are 7-8 month old scripts now. It got produced months ago, only just now came out on Homeland. There was another book that Chelsea had published that was meant for her mom to be president. Chelsea would run the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation worldwide and set up global government. That's all blown up now. So here's the great successes we've had. And now these rats that stole the money from, you know, Haiti and everything else, They think they own you and your family, and they think we're beaten, and they think they're just going to sit there and start shutting off the internet in classic racketeering and taking whole classes and groups of people and dehumanizing them and saying, you don't exist. You don't have access to Twitter or Facebook or Google. You don't have access to the international ad networks. You don't have access and rights to your own domain names, because we said, outside of a court, pulled it out of our gross globalist rear ends, we say you are fake. No, we're game changing. We're world changing. We are the David versus the Goliath. We are the people. We are the sleeping giant that will bring down your filthy giant. And you know it. So, we're going for 13 hours today. Again, sounds like a lot of money losing. You know, we made $3.3 million last year in that program to fund our operation. Not profit, money to fund the operation. Out of the advertising money we spend. Very successful ad program, I can tell you. It was set to be around $5 million this year. That's budgeted out for our operations. You understand? And I told everybody, I want to raise millions right now so I can show people the numbers and say, now I don't have to pollute the show with too many ads and all the rest of this stuff. And I can focus on the news and changing the world and show them every time you attack us, we're going to come back, skip the network break. Won't even be a show soon if this keeps happening. And that we're going to sit there and absolutely hammer you no matter what you do. Our audience and our listeners are going to understand that. And they're going to go to InfoWarsStore.com. They're going to go to InfoWarsLife.com. And they're going to buy the products they need, but to also support the First Amendment. I'd also ask folks last night, because listeners had a good point, why don't we have a donate button on the site? Doesn't that be fancy? Call Tim in here. Call Buckley. I just want that. I can have it. I know we're big enough to have that. And I just want to get that posted on there for folks that want to donate on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars Show, InfoWars.com/show. And listen, send that video link out and the audio links out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and say, 13-hour emergency broadcast, the internet crackdown on conservatives and Trump supporters and America firsters and nationalists has begun. It is on screen. Great job. I know I told them it wasn't up this morning. And again, they're overworked. We got a small crew here. Just bandwidth, ladies and gentlemen, cost us, I was checking, it's something like $8 million a year or something. I mean, folks, you have to understand, when you really are reaching on your own streams 10 million people a week at InfoWars.com video and more than 15 million a week, because millions a day download the podcast, and you're paying for that bandwidth, even though it's the cheapest out there, and you're, I mean, we have to have our own platform, like Drudge said. We have to have our own systems. We have to have our own program, because they'll be able to just to kick us off these third-party behemoths. But we use the big third-party behemoths to reach the public, knowing they were moving towards shutting it down, but fighting on those behemoths to try to keep them honest and not let them go in that direction. But the Democratic Party, the globalists, the big banks, Goldman Sachs, all of them, openly on November 9th, said, you will kick Alex Jones, and you will kick Breitbart, and you will kick them all off. The problem is they can't kick Drudge off because he's got his own web page. He's not on, you know, Facebook and all these places. He's got outposts on Twitter, but he's the last kind of guy to stand because he has his own system. But they kicked Breitbart off. They took their advertising away. They kicked him off their free apps they've had for years that people contacted them through. And they're so busy with Bannon fighting to get the agenda through to cut your taxes and defeat the globalists that I'm told, and I don't like hearing this, that Breitbart's losing a lot of money and in trouble. And it's because they're under attack, ladies and gentlemen, and they sit there all conservative and stalwart while they're being burned to the ground. Just, well, we're just going to stay at the ship, keep attacking, get them their tax cuts. Well, cannonballs are coming in. I'm not going to sit there and do that. We're in a war. You understand that? A total war. If I told you the other things I know, the things that are going on, but I can't. If I told you, it's a James Bond movie, but it's worse than that, okay? If these big companies have suicide net factories, and that's what they think, what do you think about you, what they'd like to do to you as an American? These are the most selfish scumbag people you can imagine, Zuckerberg and Schmidt and all of them. They want to break you and your family. They want full full will and control over you. And that means destroying the American dream and totally consolidating power and banning families and banning language and banning chalkboards because you might be able to communicate on it in an old tech way in front of people. They're against the language. They're against culture. They're against men and women together. It is a fundamental scientific evil attack. And anyone out there listening that serves mainstream media, New York Times, any of you, you can see this is being done by a bunch of fake liberal globalists that are the opposite of liberal, that are totally cold-blooded and wicked beyond imagination. They're attacking us everywhere because they want to bully you into thinking, if you listen to Alex Jones and believe what he believes and adopt this, you're going to be attacked. The truth is, if you listen to this and take action, we're going to have victory and defeat the globalists. So, we're expanding in the face of all of this. And I know Providence is going to come through. We're going to do it. So, let's put the P.O. box up on screen, too. If people want to send us a check, just a flat-out donation to fund this operation, to be strong in the face of the enemy. We're going to launch a legal fund for the lawsuits. It's got to happen. I was already setting up the free speech site 2 months ago and getting ready to, you know, the whole coalition we're setting up, all the rest of it. In defense of liberty, sale fundraiser. Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com. It's very easy. You can call toll free, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we have got thousands of the very best items out there. I love how the New York Times was laughing at me over the phone that I sell water filters. Like, that's weird. You go in any nice restaurant, the water's filtered. You go in any rich person's house, the water's filtered, or middle-class person. It's like this weird cult thing that we're leftists. We drink the glyphosate and the lead and the mercury and the fuel additives and all the rest of the crap. And, you know, we watch half the kids on the street with cancer and think it's great. Bunch of crap. We sell the best water filters. If you get a 3-month supply of high quality food today, we're offering a free Alexa Pure water filtration. That's a $200+ discount already on super high quality storable food. And there's a bunch of other specials. So you can get a great deal, get something you need, and get a discount, win-win-win, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight. I know you've been helping us for years and supporting us, and I want to thank you all. But listen, quite frankly, this won't be the only hit, and we all know it, and we need to be here promoting free speech and exposing how, by stealth, they want to be able to come in and take over the Internet and then sit there and kick us off Google ad roll and shut us down and try to tell us we don't have access when that's 1,000 times worse than not baking a cake for a gay couple. And I'd bake their cake. The point is that if you're saying a business open to the public can't make a decision to not bake somebody's cake, but you're telling me that because InfoWars is bad, you can't advertise absolutely approved high-quality products. It's a load of bull, and it's how they want to get away with discrimination and bullying. And I guarantee you, AdRoll got bullied into doing this as well. So, the Victory Series, number one, President Donald J. Trump, Tennessee Arms, 80% completed lowers. These are a hobby. You do it yourself, and it's totally legal. Read the ATF letter. There's a few laws, places like California, where you got a serial number it yourself. But the point is, these are drop shipped from Tennessee. They're laser etched, one of 1,000. These are going to sell out in just the next few days. I knew people would want them with Donald J. Trump, 1776, Reborn, limited edition. We have one more run of a new chocolate sepia color of Ronald Reagan. Well, that's classic black. The one with Trump is the chocolate on the parchment paper. And then that's it. It's a whole new series of collectors, but that's it for even this series using the original drawings. So Victory One series. We need your support now more than ever. Also, Caveman, the ultimate new paleo formulation by InfoWars Life, out of the gates, is 33% off. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's got the bone broth, the turmeric, and so much more. This is beyond whey. Whey's great as well. You mix whey and whey if you want. This is beyond protein powders. This is next level. The essence, obviously, everybody knows, is in those bones. It's all in there. Caveman, Fruit Paleo Formula, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And send these people a message that their open calls to censor us and everybody else won't be put up with. The American people will promote free speech, stand up against this, but also support the very tip of the spear in the fight. Now, I've got tons, massive amounts of news, special guests, and more. The first hour of the 13-hour broadcast is over. Spread the link. Leave that. You don't have to donate. Spread the link. Infowars.com/show. Let's make that feed go viral. Let's go live on Facebook, too.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature...